want to show John this great big root. You know, they have a big root,
yeah, that's
tree root that's in there. That's a very interesting thing.
And redwood.
Yeah, that redwood big root.
What do you mean?
A root, root. They cut down this big redwood tree, and it's about as big as this whole room, and they set it on its side, and they polished it, and it's like a big centerpiece in the middle of the mall. And it's very interesting.
What
mall, the shopping mall down where we're going.
I didn't know there's a mall.
M-O-L-L, mall.
That's how you spell it.
It's just like the one you have over in Copper. That's
Okay, what's the name of it?
It's got a name. It's called Santa Rosa. It's the Plaza. Didn't you know that?
Santa Rosa Plaza.
What happened to Coddingtown?
Well, it's there too, but this one is the newer one, and I don't think John's ever seen it. That is, if he feels good enough. I'd like to go down there anyway.
He probably doesn't feel good enough.
I don't know. He had the funny. I hope.
Well, he ate.
Whether he's, you know, people have these premonitions about things that are going to happen, and they think something's going to happen. I hope he's wrong.
Well, they didn't get my tape recorder.
No, they didn't.
That may be all I've got left, but all my tapes are going to be destroyed.
Oh, I don't believe anybody's going to break in.
Oh, nobody's going to jump in there and take your stuff.
Besides that, if you're so worried, you ought to get a padlock and put on your door.
They have a harder time.
If they wanted it, they'd get in there whether you're home or not.
Climb through the window or something.
So who's they?
Who knows they? All these creeps that go around breaking into houses, that's they.
Do you think we ought to load our guns?
It seems like, you know, the laws are funny, though. They say that if you catch some guy crawling into your house,
you
can't do anything unless they actually shoot a gun, which would be too late by then,
They kill you first.
Yeah.
Then you can do something.
Yeah. That is a strange
thing.
Isn't
that funny?
Yeah, it is.
We have the darndest laws.
Yeah,
would
we
you
do.
Say that we ought to wallow in it?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, David... got a jury summons not long ago, you know,
terrible.
To serve on the jury.
Yeah.
And he went down there and they decided they didn't want him. You know, they usually have a big room and they question all these people. But he said he didn't like the experience at all because he thought they were discriminating against him, that they didn't want him or something. Uh-huh. But they don't do that. I mean, you know, they question you, and if they want you, they... A lot of people were... not chosen, that he seems to think that maybe because he had a beard or something.
I didn't have one then.
Oh, you were clean shaven, man. Excuse me. Well, they didn't like the way your glasses fit on your nose or something.
I wasn't Jewish.
Oh, you think that might have had something to do with it?
Well, now you look Jewish.
Yeah, you
really
do.
Now you really look Jewish.
Yeah.
Say it again.
You look Jewish,
You
David.
Look just like a Jew.
Thank you.
Now, if he had the brains of a Jew, he'd... be something then.
Would you say I'm a stupid thing that ever...
No, I don't think you're stupid. You just don't take advantage of all your qualities.
What does Grandma think?
I don't know. What does Grandma...
You should worry what Grandma thinks.
A lot of mums and all sorts of flowers.
And then I went over to see my neighbor Margaret across the street the other day, and she's kind of a nut on flowers too, and she's always giving me plants, and I really don't want them because you know, I really don't have the proper place to plant anything, and I already have a lot of things in pots, so I really, you know,
you can't
I don't
them.
Really want any more. I can hardly take care of the ones I have. But she showed me what do you call those flowers you get for Christmas? Poinsettia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was one that she got last Christmas, and she kept it in the pot, and it dropped all of its leaves, and she said she pruned it back. I don't know if that's what you... Do you have one, something like that, or what? Anyway, you got one out there like that or something?
No, I was looking at the cat.
Oh, is the cat out there? Oh, is that your
That's
kitty?
Not my
oh,
cat.
There she is. Cat. Oh, and here's a Blackie coming right after yeah. her. There's two of them.
Yeah, the little Dickens.
Oh, they're going to kiss.
I don't know. He's a little sweetie, and he's coming right up to her. Yeah. Look at that.
She wanted to go to the potty there.
I
see,
know. Look. They both use that.
Oh, really? That's their potty there? That's their official potty. Look at that.
That poor little black cat.
Huh? Oh, well. I got to forget about him. Well, look, hey, do they fight?
No, yeah, they're friends.
Oh, they kissed, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he's kind of cute. Yeah,
the
Does
black
he belong
one belongs
next door?
In this house over
oh,
here.
Oh, the one that had Rocky.
Yeah, and the other one belongs in the house next door to that one.
Hey, and now when we left last time, you remember?
Yeah.
I could have sworn this Rocky was down.
We thought we saw Rocky way down the street.
On the end.
Yeah, right on the
There's
end.
There's a white one that looks a lot like Rocky.
It has a dark tail.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of a dark tail. Mm-hmm. You don't think it's Rocky, though, huh?
It's on that street that crosses at the end.
Oh, would this one come to me?
Just around the bend.
Let me see if this one comes to me.
I don't think so.
Oh, doesn't he come to you?
Uh-uh.
Well, you know me.
You're the cat lady.
I'm the cat woman.
That poor little black one is so skinny, I don't know if it ever gets any food. No, they play some of the
older
tunes.
Older ones too, and you can
have some place for this.
Watch it.
Hmm?
No.
Oh.
This is funny kind of. Ice cream. It's not regular strawberry.
Strawberry and cream, it's called.
It's good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm up too high.
Well, I couldn't find Grandma's other chair, so.
It's all right.
Where is it? Oh, it's out on the patio, I guess.
Don't bother.
Oh, didn't I bring it in? I thought I brought it in.
No.
Sorry.
I'm just kind of
squeaking. Oh, I know. I got it as far as the garage, and then I didn't bring it in.
I'll just kind of squeak in it.
All right.
You used to sit on that. I've got a picture of it.
Yeah, but I've got a beard now.
Sitting on that chair? Mm-hmm. Really?
Eating his birthday cake.
Oh.
At the kitchen over in the valley.
Oh, yeah.
Did I have toads?
Well, you had toads all right.
They made a videotape of me playing with a toad on stage. It came out real good. I'll have to get a copy and show it sometime.
All right.
Cool.
Do you have any, frogs or toads around here?
I don't hear any.
You never see them?
I've never seen any.
I was digging in the garden yesterday and I dug up a little snake. It was a little baby snake about that long.
You didn't chop him, did you?
No, I didn't. At first I thought it was a big fat worm, but then I took a closer look and I must have, you know, I was digging down in the ground kind of deep, like about a foot, and I probably dug up their nest, you know. They usually have a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
And I just saw the one. And then John was sweeping the front porch this morning and he said he swept off a centipede. You know,
a millipede.
I've never seen a millipede. But you know, when we first moved in that house, centipedes came in pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one going across the rug, and I tried to catch it to throw it out. It was a pretty good size one, you know. They get kind of big and fat with all these hundreds of legs on them. And I tried to catch it, and it got pretty, you know, it was fast.
Is it 100?
Will you shut up a minute? I'm trying to tell a story here. And so we had that old wall-to-wall carpet, and it was kind of loose along the edges, and it got along the edge and got under the carpet, and I never did find it. And for weeks, every time I went in that room, I thought, my God, I'm going to step on that centipede. I don't know, he must have died under there, you know, because I couldn't get him out, and maybe he got out somehow, but...
Maybe you squashed him.
I could have, but he got under the carpet, and I couldn't rip up the whole carpet because it's tacked along the edge, you know.
How about the lizard in the chair?
Oh, lizard in the chair? Where was that? I don't remember.
In the chair.
I don't remember that. Huh? Lizard in the chair.
I thought you had one in bed.
Chair.
So,
You should have a lot of snakes around your place with on that too.
There are quite a few, yeah. We don't see them all the time, but when John usually cuts the grass, he comes across a lot of the skins, you know.
Oh, yeah?
They shed their skins, and he comes a lot of snake skins are all over there, you know.
On that hill.
The most kind we have are the plain old gopher snakes, you know, and they're harmless.
Yeah,
and actually, they're good because they eat all the mice and stuff.
Maybe that's why they're up there.
Yeah. But I remember when they were building the house next door where Lorella used to live, they had a big bulldozer come in there one day, and he was digging on big chunks of earth, and I was watching him, and he went down and got a great big mouthful of earth, you know, and that big, and there were snakes hanging off of the edge of that thing. Yeah. And I thought, my God, this ground must be lousy with snakes. And we see them occasionally. I think there's more than we actually, you know.
I think they are too.
And one time,
they don't come in the house.
I'll tell you, one time when we first moved there, it was, you know, in the summer, and it was hot. And one evening I was going around without my shoes on. And it was dark, and I went out on the front porch without my shoes on, you know. And I don't know, I was looking for something out there. And so then while I was still out there, I think John or David turned on the porch light, and then everything was all brightly, you know, lit. And I looked down, and there was one of those big king snakes right on the sidewalk. I could have stepped on him. I think I would have died right there. Honest to God. And then one time, I went under the house for something. We keep some wood under there. And I was raising up some lumber, you know, to take out. And there was one right under this piece of wood. And I raised up and I hit my head on the bottom of the damn floor. I thought I knocked myself out. And I couldn't get out from under that house fast enough.
Oh my God.
That snake wouldn't hurt me. You know, they aren't poisonous or anything else. But the fact that he was there, you know, they're slimy, thin, skinny things.
I don't like snakes. Know.
So, yeah, I do think we have, you know, quite a few snakes.
Well, you have to watch it when you're out there pulling weeds.
I've never gone out barefooted at night after that. Because I thought, my God, if I ever stepped on one of those, I'd, that'd be the end. Well, you know, when you live on a hill where you have open fields, there's all kinds of things, you know, that come around. But one thing that isn't coming around lately, and we're kind of sorry, we don't see the little raccoons anymore.
Oh, yeah,
for several months now. Oh. They just suddenly gone. And we don't know whether somebody trapped them, you know, or what.
Maybe the Humane Society got them.
I don't know. Occasionally we see the possum, he comes down, but the little raccoons, they've just kind of disappeared. And we were almost getting them to a point where they were pretty tame, you know, and we kind of look forward to going out there every night and feeding them, and so I don't know, maybe they'll come back again, but we had a lot of fun with them. And John, we even had them all named, and John was out there feeding them with the hand every night.
Oh, John, that sugar's going to all flop right down in there.
No, he's got enough. That's okay, Mama. Sit down. He's got what he wants.
I do have more spoons, you
know. That's okay.
There.
Oh, who wants some more water?
I was waiting for some of them. Guess so. You get that kind of a scale inside of your tea kettle, you know, and the...
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, we get it too.
And it's right at the top of the lid.
Oh, you get it on the lid?
Brown stuff on and...
Yeah.
Rub it with a... rub it with a towel and it's all black. Mm-hmm. The towel is. I don't know why that...
Well,
there.
I don't know why either. It's minerals is what it is in the water, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, we get it built. It builds up in our tea kettle, and then pretty soon it just kind of breaks off, and it kind of flakes off, and I have to, you know, rinse out the tea kettle every now and then to get that out of there.
In fact, sometimes I leave the tea kettle on and forget about it, and then it dries, and then it comes off.
Maybe you want to get a different kind.
Hmm? What?
Don't the other kinds don't get that stuff?
All tea kettles do, don't they? I mean, even those stainless steel ones, you get some kind of a buildup in there. I heard some guy talking the other day about... cooking pots and pans and what are the best kind to use. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned aluminum and iron, you know, and it's that Narcy David, you know, that cook that talks, he's got that restaurant. Anyway, he was saying that his favorite is stainless steel. He says that's about the best kind of a metal to cook in.
Yeah, I've heard some women call in and say that cooking utensils they should have. And he always recommends stainless steel.
So if she calls Edna a lot, more than she does me, but once in a while she can't stand it, so she calls me. Mm-hmm. Yesterday she called me. She usually calls at kind of a bad time because it's right when I'm cooking dinner, you know. And she wants to do is chit chat. She's got nothing to do, you know.
What does she talk
about? Anything and everything. And this time she says, she calls me Elizabeth. Elizabeth, do you know what happened to my rolling pin? Oh. Now, how in the world would I know what happened to her rolling pin? She was making a pie yesterday, and she got the dough all made and ready to roll out, and she was looking. How would I know? I don't live in her house. I don't know where.
But that isn't what you said.
What did you say?
I said, no, I don't know where your rolling pin. How would I know? I didn't say that. No. You know, I didn't tell her that. But I said, I'm sorry, Mignon. I don't know where your rolling pin is.
Did she really expect you to, or was she just without an expression?
Well, I kind of think she just uses those things as excuses, you know, to call, just to be able to chit-chat a little bit. So then she gets me on the phone, and I have to sit there for a while and chit-chat with her. And
you're
then,
making me feel guilty.
Why?
I shouldn't ever call anyone.
Of course you can call, but you don't have to say, where's my rolling pin?
I don't have any reason to call anyone.
If you're friendly with somebody, call them and ask them how they like the weather or something like that.
How about their rolling pin?
Well, you know, she's there all by herself mostly.
Yeah, she's not
that. That son of hers is, oh.
I don't know.
He's no good.
I hear so many women that they think they have to be with somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can.
Well, and so this house that the son bought, you know, and she moved from Rossmore into this house with her son now, so that's where she is. Mm-hmm. And it's a house very much like this, but it was kind of run down, and so they're having things done to it. But they hire people to do everything.
Oh, where is that
she
house?
Can't, it's over on off of Boyd Road.
Oh, okay.
It's on Marley Drive or Marley something. I don't know what they call it, but anyway, so she's over there, and they're getting some painting done inside and out. Mm-hmm. And they hired a painter who's kind of a young kid, like about 26 or 27, and I was over there one day and she introduced me to this guy.
Does he have long hair?
Yeah, matter of fact, he does.
How about a beard?
Well, I can't remember now. But anyway, he is stretching the job out. It was supposed to take him about 2 weeks to do all this, and he's been there for 2 months.
Oh,
and he keeps making all kinds of excuses in order to drag this job out so that it's costing her three times as much to have this done, you know. But she doesn't mind because he's company. Can you imagine for her? She's so desperate to have somebody there that she can chit-chat with, you know. And so he's taking advantage of her, really.
Sounds kind of like what something I might do.
So... that's what she's going through right now. This painter comes, and he doesn't come every day. He was supposed to come there every day for 2 weeks, do the whole thing, and that would be it.
And he's been,
he doesn't do that. And he makes all kinds of excuses that he can't come there all day. Mm-hmm. If he comes there for 2 hours a day, he's doing good.
Heaven, what kind of a painter?
And he's really he's not doing such a hot job either.
Does he have a big van?
He's got a beat-up old some kind of something or other.
Is it white?
Might be.
He's not an expert painter, then.
I don't think so. Not exactly.
I saw some big beat-up van.
With her in it, driving. Oh, you remember when you said you saw her riding around?
Does she ride with the painter
The
guy?
Painter, she asks to take her places in her own car.
I saw somebody with a cowboy hat.
Well, the cowboy, that's the son. The son thinks he's a cowboy now. So he's got boots, and he's got himself about three or four cowboy hats. And he impresses the ladies that way.
What kind of pants?
Well, I don't know what kind of, who cares what kind of pants he has?
Well.
But he's honest. Well, anyway, the poor old woman is being taken advantage of, I'm sure, you know. Mm. And her son doesn't seem to care. He knows that this guy is in there, but she is paying for it. He isn't paying to have the decoration, you know. He thinks that as long as he's got the house there and allows his mother to live there with him, why he doesn't have to do anything else as far as the house or anything. And so
what does he do?
He's got a very good job. He's an engineer, and he works over in San Francisco somewhere for some atomic energy business.
How do you spell that? INJUNERR.
What, engineer? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want to know that for, David? Once in a while, when I can't always jump when she calls me either, you know. And she's got a lot of friends. She calls on a whole mess of friends. She calls on Edna a lot, you know. And once in a while, she'll get me. But she's got several lady friends, you know, that she hits up all the time to buy groceries for her, to take her places, you know. And she's not the least bit shy about asking, you know. Yeah. And so anyway... But, you know, she told me the other day, she says, yesterday was my son's birthday. Let's see, that was Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday was her son's birthday, and that was just yesterday. That's right, today's Sunday. So yesterday was the son's birthday, and I said, well, I hope you have a nice time with your family tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought, you know, she'd be with her son and whoever. Mm-hmm. She says, I don't think so. Nobody said anything. So, I don't know, the poor old thing. And the son has half a dozen girlfriends on the string. He's out all the time.
I thought he had them over there.
Oh, yeah,
in the
he brings
house.
Them home, too.
In the room right next door to hers.
So, I don't know. Maybe, I think she was better off in Rossmore. She should have stayed there.
That's too bad.
But, oh, yeah, I know what I was going to say. She started talking about her son's birthday, and then she says, you know, I'm going to be 90 my next birthday.
She is.
And she's, you know, even though she's had all this stuff wrong with her, she's still hanging in there. And,
that's remarkable.
Yeah, and she was making this pie, and she, couldn't find her rolling pin. That's why she called me to see how she thought I ever knew where the heck she kept her rolling pin. I don't know.
Oh, I think that was just an
excuse. Yeah, I think that was an excuse just to kind of get me on the telephone.
Yeah. She didn't know what to say, what the excuse
function.
Is.
So...
Well. What would you do without all of this?
I had to change the phase angle of the microphone.
What's phase angle? What's
it was too loud toward you.
Oh, you mean my voice was too loud?
I can't seem to equalize it. Oh. It's kind of booming in there.
Well, maybe I talk too loud. I don't know. Everybody tells me I talk too loud.
Well, at least old people like me can hear you.
Yeah, I never have any trouble having people say, what?
No.
They know what I'm talking about.
What about the kind of people that start talking and then right while they're talking real fast, they say, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've heard that.
And you know.
You know is another one. Boy, that drives me up the wall when I hear somebody say that. Yeah. Every other word is you know. That's a real easy habit to get into, though. I caught myself doing that, and I thought, gee, I gotta break myself.
How about,
You know.
Well, I say something now that I'm trying to break myself of. I don't know how I got into it, but I will say something, and then when I'm coming to the end of the sentence, I'll say, or something. Oh. You know, I'll say like, I like this bread or something. And I don't know why I say that. And John catches me at it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I try not to do that, but I think it's easy to get into.
I guess it's easy to get into that habit.
Yeah.
I hear over radio, I used to hear people talking and you know. Especially the colored people.
They seem to use that a lot. They got into that habit really easy. Do you listen to many of the talk shows?
Yeah.
How about in the morning? Do you listen to that? What's his name? How about Dr. Edel? You listen to him?
Oh, yes.
He was off all last week. He had a baby.
He had a baby.
Yeah. His wife, I mean.
Yeah,
I
had a baby.
Yeah. So I missed him. I got into the habit of listening to him. And I like him because he explains things in a kind of a simple way so that you can understand it, you know.
He draws pictures on television.
Yeah, I've seen him on television.
Of your body that you didn't even know you had.
Yeah, right.
What channel?
Seven. Huh? Channel 7 he comes on.
Channel 7 News at 6?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
And let's see, what else do I listen to? There's some guy in the morning called Ron Owens. I don't know if you listen to him or not. He comes on before Dr. Edel, and he's on from 9 till 11. Mm-hmm. I hear him once in a while, but I don't listen to him too much. And then in the afternoon, I don't listen too much. Actually, I think I listen to the radio more than I watch television lately. Mm-hmm.
I do too. You know, I turn the radio on when I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
And I either get somebody talking or I get new.
Yeah.
I like to listen
to the news or music in the morning. Mm-hmm. I usually turn on the news as soon as I get up to see if we're in a war or not.
Yeah.
Then if we're not in any wars, then I go on to other things.
The music. What music?
Oh, a lot of music. I like that cable station music. I like that best. I suppose that dates me, but I still like it.
Yeah, that cable music.
Yeah,
is
they have some really nice ones.
Yeah. It's nice and soft. You can understand it.
Yeah.
What's the size of the cable?
I don't know.
Oh.
What's that got to do with it? When you're growing a beard like you, I'm just asking this, I don't know, because, you know, I never grew a beard. But I notice your hair grows down on your neck here. Do you ever have to trim the hair on your neck?
I will when it gets a little longer.
Or do you just let that grow like you do the rest of it? Or
when it gets a little longer. I'll cut
well,
it
I guess
back.
That's why they have a beard. They just let that beard grow. Let the head.
Well, now let's see how far down does the hair on your neck grow.
I'm not going to let it go much further.
About halfway or something.
Be fine.
Okay. Well, it's great in wintertime. Keeps your whole face warm. In summertime, I bet it's murder.
You don't have to wash your face, do you?
Yes, I do. I have to wash it more. Because I don't know what's underneath.
Oh.
I want it clean.
Okay. Grandma says there's some guy that works up here at the hardware store that looks like a monkey. All you can see is his eyes. The hair comes down over the eyes and hair all over.
Then he has a beard about down to here, and he has long hair down to here, and he wears a headband.
So all you see is two little eyes and a little mouth and a little nose.
He's a great big fella, too.
He sounds like Man Mountain Dean.
He sure looks like Old Man Mountain of some kind.
Do you have a cookie? They're very good. Mm-hmm. They're chocolate chip, your favorite.
Maybe a little later.
Okay.
Why don't you tell all the people what this is?
What, the chocolate chip cookies?
You know what we're celebrating.
Oh, well, this is Mother's Day, 1985, and we're up here with my dear mother, your dear grandmother. We're having a nice visit today.
And you know, what kind of a day did you mom have?
I'm a mama too. I had a very nice day with my mother. I had a nice trip up here. My son drove me up. And
I think I should be living in an apartment all by myself.
Well, that's up to you. I don't mind you living where you are. It's up to you. One way or another. If you can afford a $500 a month apartment, go to it.
That would be a real bad apartment.
Hey, Betty.
Yeah?
This picture of this garden here, if it had a white liner on it, it would pop the whole thing off good.
Yeah, maybe so.
It needs it just even an eighth of an inch.
Mm-hmm. We'll think about it.
It kind of runs right into the frame.
No? Yeah, true. Scaly, you know.
Oh. Well, you know, I had that little moved up here.
Let's see.
You can hardly see it now, can you?
Isn't there some kind of cream you get for those?
Well, you can't make them disappear with cream.
Yeah, you can. I've got big brown spots on this side, too, you see.
Yeah.
Isn't
and I've got
cool?
a stick that looks just like skin, the color.
Yeah, you can camouflage it. They won't go away. You just kind of hide them. Yeah.
Isn't it called esoterica?
No, I've had that cream. That don't do any good.
No, that's just a big bluff. That doesn't do anything.
They sell it in Macy's.
That just makes the guy rich that invented it.
Yeah.
So you don't like esoteric?
No, we don't.
No, I don't
doesn't
like
work.
Esoterica.
Boy, we'd make a good commercial, wouldn't we? Sell a million.
What do you like?
What do you mean, what do I like? In what category? To eat? To wear?
What you were just talking about.
You mean what you put on your face?
Yeah.
Oh, so far I don't have any really. Oh, you know, I heard some woman talk the other day about this aloe vera stuff that's supposed to be so good, you know, from the plant. And even the juice that you can buy the juice and just to put it on your face, it's supposed to heal everything. I'm going to try that someday. You remember I told you I got a little plant one time? And I had some cuts on my hand, and it's very healing. I put it on a cut, and the next day the cut was, I could hardly feel it at all.
What happened to the plant?
I still have it.
It's like the little boy that's on television. He's got that Band-Aid on, and he's showing us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he takes it off. Where did my cut go?
Yeah, I saw that. So what else you want to know?
I don't know. Okay. I don't think those pants are going to get small enough.
Would you bring them out here and show them to me?
All right.
I just want to take a look at them.
Did you bring the bag in?
I didn't bring anything in. They're out in the garage.
Yeah, they're in the car.
Okay, bring them in.
Do they shrink down at the waist?
One.
Two.
Okay, you take them out.
Okay, now before I even look at them, tell me what size you used to wear, you wear now on regular pants.
Well, John corrected me. 34 waist, 31 long.
I think he's right there. 34, 31. Okay. So now we look on these new pants, and it says 35, 34.
And what are they called?
What are they called? They're Levi's is what they are. You mean what kind?
There's a model number.
501. Is that important? 501?
I don't know. That's, they have that commercial on MTV.
So you bought this because of a commercial yeah. you saw on television? Stupid.
Actually, I saw the commercial on Night Flight just last night.
Well, okay. Now, what it says here, it says, it gives you a little thing to follow mm-hmm. here. If your inseam, meaning the length of yeah. your pants, is 27 to 34, you increase the size by 3 inches. So what is your length usually?
31.
So you increased it 4, so 31 to 2, 3, 34. Yeah, okay, length 34. You increased it 3.
Yeah, it says to do that. So I did it.
Okay, increase 3. So you, yeah, okay, so you did that right. Okay, now it says the waist, if your waist is 27 to 36, which it is, you increase it by 1 inch. So you take a 34-inch waist and you increase it to 35. So you did exactly what they say here.
Exactly.
So if it's loused up, it's their fault, isn't it?
But I think they'll be all right. They'll just have to be washed a few times.
Okay, these are a pair of genuine Levi's. That's
what was your last pair that you bought? Were they the same as that?
No, they're no. Sears pants.
The other ones he bought were ones that were already shrunk. You
oh,
know,
I see.
They weren't all cotton. Mm-hmm. They were a blend of some yeah. kind, so he didn't have to worry about the the shrinkage. God, how these are like, I feel how heavy they are.
Oh my goodness.
Boy, they're kind of, are you going to wear these to work?
That's what I got them for.
Oh yeah? Jeez.
You like these better than the other time?
I hope they last longer.
Oh.
You know how long this company has been in existence? I didn't realize mm-hmm. that. The Levi Strauss and Company.
Yeah,
you know,
long
they
time.
Made Levi's mm-hmm. for years. It says 1873.
Oh my goodness.
So that's 1973
oh,
is 100.
Almost 100.
It's over about 173, 83, 84, 85. 112 years it's been
my
in existence.
Gosh. They must from one family to
what
another.
What does that number
I guess.
Mean?
What, 501?
What does that have to do with anything?
501. I don't know what 501.
Well, there was some kind of carpet that was called that.
You know what I don't like about these, though? It doesn't have a zipper. It's
oh,
got the old buttons on
I kind of like those.
But some, like him, some of the strange ones like buttons.
Well, I wore those ones. John had those same
are
ones.
Are they buttons, too?
Yeah, they're buttons, and I liked them.
Oh,
they're
well.
40 years old.
Okay, well, if you like buttons, that's...
I'm going to see if it says... I'm going to see if it says 501 on those.
Do they say 501, John?
But the important thing is that they're 40 years old.
That's
you think that's going backwards
yeah.
instead of forwards?
Buttons. Buttons.
I didn't know they made them with buttons anymore.
They're 40 years old.
Well, I've heard some people really like the buttons better than zippers.
They
yeah.
like them. That's what they should have.
Where did this place originate, Levi Strauss? San Francisco? You mean the first Levi's were in the world were made in San Francisco,
yeah.
California? Is that
maybe
right?
Maybe the gold diggers had them. When they
maybe. That might be it, huh?
No, I'm going to find out where that number came from.
Oh, excuse me. They have a little thing on the thing here. It says for over 130 years.
Oh, my goodness sake.
It's been. Well, you know, Levi's are practically world popular now.
Yeah.
I mean, people in
yeah.
foreign countries almost
yeah.
die for a pair of
Levi's.
Levi's. Yeah.
Oh, if you have Levi's, you're
yeah.
in it.
Okay, well, I think maybe they'll work.
Do they fit real good? Like the back? They always show the back?
Do they fit real tight, you think? Or?
No, they're not going to be real tight.
Oh,
I'm afraid they're going to be too big, but
well,
you
we'll
guys
see.
Talk me into it.
I'll give you a phone call, Mom, and tell you if they fit or not.
A 501 phone call.
I'm surprised he went in.
Well, I'm glad you changed him. You hear what John said? The 33s would never make it.
I was going to get 32.
Oh, my. What do you think you are? A little wimp or something?
Yeah.
You've got a waist on you now, kid.
I've been eating less and less.
Well,
the last
you may
three
have
weeks.
Lost a couple of ounces.
I think he did.
You
I
think
I
he's
thought,
a little
I
bit.
I thought
oh.
he was a little slipper.
Well,
that
ought to make him feel good. He thought he was getting too fat there for a while.
Seems to me he was a little bigger when he came out the last time than he is now.
Well, I think we made up for it.
Around the stomach and the back. I think he lost a couple of pounds.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Were you climbing poles?
Quite a few of them.
That'll do it every time.
The idiots at Televans make me work too hard.
They do?
Well boy, it doesn't sound like that to me. You come home every once in a while, oh, I had such an easy day, I don't know what I didn't know what to do all day.
And I listen on that radio, I hear them making all those stupid mistakes.
Oh yeah, well, okay. Well, whatever. Your little, daisies out there on the curb look pretty, don't they? Those little,
yeah, the little yellow ones.
Yeah. Or they're kind of an orangey yellow, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they're kind of deep orange.
Yeah. Have you caught sight of Mrs. Peterson much across the street
there? Oh, I caught her in the store the other day.
Oh, did you? How's she doing? She's all right?
Well, she had a bad fall.
No kidding!
Yeah, she
did
fell
she
backwards.
Anything?
She was, you know,
oh.
She had that stone wall, wall around
yeah.
her house. Well, she fell over that backwards. And she said she hurt her back quite badly. But
so wonder she didn't
looks
break.
Bad. She
does
looked, she said she looks. She said she felt fine.
She didn't look too good.
But
though.
She didn't look too good. She looked so old. And
was she in the hospital or?
No, she did go to hospital.
Did she?
But
well, she's a nurse. She ought to know.
Yeah.
You know, to take care of herself
yeah.
and all that.
She said she was pulling weeds and
yeah.
she fell over this rock stone.
Well, you know, there's a lot of places around that house where I think you could hurt yourself
oh, yeah.
if you know,
so
because it's kind of on a hill
yeah.
and there's, you know, there's no flat areas
no,
much there, and
much.
It would be easy to fall.
Well, what did I do with that
yeah,
thread?
Yeah, that thread?
Trip on that wire.
Yeah, okay.
Better go the other way.
Oh, yeah? I wonder if he would eat out of my hand.
Oh, no.
Did he go already?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, those are the ones in the
oh,
box.
Right here?
Uh-huh.
Good. I just have a good spot just for three. That's just
mm-hmm.
fine. That's good. I'll set them here so I don't forget
mm-hmm.
them.
Right by the tire.
Maybe. Oh, well, they won't chip over. These are pretty.
Aren't those nice?
Snapdragons.
Yeah. Snapdragons. They're cute. You can make them snap like a mouse.
I haven't had these tall ones for so long.
Yeah.
These things didn't turn out too well.
Your stalks.
They're all
stalk.
All the flocks.
Yeah.
They're supposed
they're
to flock. Be double.
Oh, really?
They smell good. They have a good odor.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have too much. I want to get some more petunias. I just pulled out.
Gee, this rose is pretty.
My golly, look how tall it is.
That's not the rose.
Oh, that isn't the rose, is
no.
it? This is a lilac, isn't
yeah.
it? Does it have...
Had one on this year. I'm going to cut it back.
You know, I've had a couple for several years, and I've never had any flowers on it.
Well, that's been in there. It was a root from, you know, in the corner.
Yeah.
Is that the... kind of a tree, and it's growing too tall.
Oh, there's the little petunia
the
I gave
little
you,
petunia
huh?
You did.
It's really pretty.
More petunias in
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's that dead rose. It's not finished blooming.
Oh, my goodness.
It's still smelled. It has a beautiful odor.
Oh, yeah? Uh-oh. Matt?
One more.
Matt? Sir, come over here and spit on him.
No.
Why?
one more. Throw one more thing.
I'll spit on you.
Matt, don't throw anymore. I'll spit.
And I got a cold.
Matt, come on, I'll spit on you, okay? I'll spit on you.
Sweet.
You ready to play? Matt.
It's not in our bumper!
And I have another fuchsia. It's like that one, that big one there.
Yeah.
And there's a fuchsia back there.
Oh, that, yeah, I see.
One. It's
yeah.
a different kind, but it isn't very pretty.
You know, that almost looks like a grape leaf, but I don't think it's a grape. That one next to the fuchsia, that's not a grape.
That's
the leaf is kind of shaped like
Japanese,
a grape.
An enemy.
How about an enemy?
No, not an enemy. An enemy.
How about an anima?
This thing's going to bloom.
Don't get gross. Yeah, what is this?
It's a privet.
Oh, it is?
Texas privet.
Oh.
What part of Texas?
I don't know, David.
You know what I like sometime?
What would you like?
You know, I have those little... those little stepping stones, you know,
yeah.
by my deck. And I'd like to get something to start growing between the stones, and I bet that stuff would grow, wouldn't
it? Oh, baby tears.
Yeah.
Would you like some?
If you feel like it, dig up some and put it in a couple of little cans.